Hey everybody, welcome back to the cast for episode 22. I have a full room today. I have Vanessa, Israel, and Robert coming in. You guys are super quiet.
Hi.
Hello.
There you go, Robert.
Good evening.
Good evening, San Diego. Go ahead and introduce you guys and stuff. I gotta get something for this.
They know us already. Introduce ourselves.
Yeah, fancy intros.
Well, you go first.
My name is Vanessa. I like long walks on the beach. I like I like making pinata babies, and I like being on the top.
Whoa! This cast is gonna be amazing.
No comment.
That's all I gotta say. Well, I guess that makes my turn then, right? Well, my name's Israel.
Bored.
Yep, me too.
My name's Israel, and I'm an alcoholic.
My name's Israel, and I
have anal dystrophy.
Yep.
My alter ego is Kesha.
Not me, me or you?
Yeah.
Shouldn't be me. Dwight's right. Favorite music group is 303.
I liked them for a little while. That was it. Just like I just burnt like out on them in about two weeks. Actually, I knew about them both at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and 2 weeks later, I was done with them.
Yeah, LMFAO got too quick. Old quick, dude. You just heard them? I mean, yeah, Shots is still okay.
Really?
Yeah, if I hear it, I'm drunk.
That's probably the only way that song is even popular.
Well, I'd probably play it all the time in the clubs.
Yeah, I think so. You get people to buy shots.
Hell yeah, dude. 50% off.
Yeah, right.
Whoa, I'd be buying some shots.
I was going to say that. That would get a lot of people in trouble.
Half price shots. Instead of paying $8, you pay only $4.
Shit, I don't pay more than $5 for my shots.
I kind of, where?
Huh?
Where?
Rusty Hook. Rookies. Rocco's.
How do you pretty much everywhere.
What?
You know people
because don't? I'm fucking 21. I've been 21 for way longer than you.
You're saying that's just the price in general.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like
I've never paid $8 for a shot.
I was saying that you get special discounts and shit.
Paying for some shitty stuff or something. Maybe you only buy Hennessy or something.
Hennessy's amazing though, dude.
Yeah, it's probably $8 a shot right there. Maybe 15.
Some cognac.
What is that?
Some cognac.
Some cognac.
Can we drink some cognac, brother? Except mine. Yep. Mad Dog 2020. Anyways, enough of the Black Cuban references. Roberta.
Israel's been getting down on some Steel Reserve all day. That's why he's a little gone.
I've actually never had them before. Is that any good?
Yeah.
Is it? No, bullshit.
Go get some.
I'll buy some right now.
I'll buy you
one.
You
won't do it.
You gotta finish it, though.
Is it that shitty?
Robert. How are you today?
Fantastic.
That's good. I think you're number three, aren't you?
He's on the bottom, I think so.
No, I'm on the bottom.
Oh, now
you're yeah. Three people on top of me, two of them are dudes.
You know you like it.
Yeah, I'm number three.
You could probably get closer to the mic and be safe with it.
Well,
Israel needs to be like 10 feet away from his mic.
Hi, guys.
It just feels very weird, like I'm talking into a big asshole.
Yeah. Well,
ooh, hello.
Oh
well,
God.
If you turn it around, yeah, that way it's kind of centered.
We should have a conversation,
Vanessa. We should.
See, I would buy
so
normal pop filters.
I'm just gonna hold this, like
but
this.
They're $15.
No, I hate painting.
Yeah, I have one, and they're
do
not
I?
Very.
They're like drawing
they're
more.
Super expensive.
I like charcoal.
And I honestly think we might be able to go
barbecue
without
charcoal.
No, like
you know, if you
pencil
if you want.
Charcoal.
That's cool.
Two conversations going on.
We're talking about charcoal, making babies.
So Israel, when are we gonna get to?
You're doing this. You're like,
when are we gonna get together with Susie?
No,
I'm saying. When are we gonna get together with
Susie? Lesbians, pow!
Susie.
She wants to go to Susie's, she said, or something like that.
I said, when are we going to get together with Susie?
Oh.
Have you been to Susie's?
Have I been to Susie's?
Yes. Have you been in the back of Susie's? Have you visited the
have
glory hole?
Have you been in the back door?
Shut
Susie's.
The fuck up.
You didn't know they have a glory hole there?
You're joking, right?
I swear to God.
Nah, they do.
In Stockton. He knows.
Mm-hmm. The one by the game exchange?
Yes.
The only one.
No way.
They have a glory hole in the back room.
Is that why I always see creepy dudes come back?
Yes.
You see creepy dudes because it's an adult
well,
shop.
You know what's funny, right? That's Pedro's number one slur. They know him by name there.
Pedro has a condition. It's called
penisitis.
Pornognitis.
Pornographyitis.
No, that's
pornography.
That's not it.
There you go. See, it's hard to say, right? You got to shorten it and put itis at the end.
Portalitis. How about that?
Pornolitis.
But anyways, yeah.
Pornitis.
I haven't been there in a while, but yeah.
Have a glory hole.
No, by a while, it means a week ago.
No, go in the back.
That means hours ago.
Go in the far back.
Hours talking ago. About. The,
okay.
Okay. Cause
when
you
go to the store.
Area,
okay.
Are you talking about there?
No.
Or are you talking about the actual like, hallway that goes towards the back?
The hallway that goes towards the back. No, no, no. Just... Okay, the arcade's to the left.
Yeah.
Go to the right, but don't pass the employees only. You'll see it.
Shut the fuck
you'll
up.
See it.
Ask the employees.
And you know
ask
this
the employees,
too?
Yeah.
And that's, like, public?
People that's, use
that,
it.
That is the point of a glory hole.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying, like...
Yes, you go in there and
no,
people
but I'm
come
saying,
through the wall. No,
people come through that wall. Literally.
That was fucking crazy. I mean, I would never do that.
But yeah,
that
right. You're going there tomorrow.
You are going to be the worst person ever to edit, dude. You, like, jiggle the mic like this.
Well,
I was telling you before...
Give me a stand. Then. Give me a stand.
How you gonna, okay, I want to see you try to use the stand, actually. As soon as it gets untangled.
Right, little visual note here. Dwight's messing with the pole. lifting it over. Now Israel has the pole in his hand. He's holding it ever so gently.
It has to be.
He's
that way it
got
doesn't
a firm
tip
grip
over.
On the base. He's playing with the head now. He's turning
that
it towards his mouth.
That sounds probably great.
All right, guys. I probably sound better now.
And now he's...
Yeah,
it's going to pick up them. You got to tilt it forward.
You got to tilt it forward.
There you
don't
go.
Be afraid
and
to put it in your mouth.
Turn it upside down so it's pointing
up. Turn it upside
up.
Down so it's pointing
that's
in your face.
The
that's good.
There you go.
That's good.
You have to point it toward you.
Right there, there is fine.
That's
fine.
Good?
Right on
good?
Your face.
Yes.
All right. Ready.
Yes.
Don't touch it anymore.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right. How does Israel sound, everybody?
Hopefully good. Or delicious.
Yeah.
Israel now sounds delicious. He
I
is,
wish I had a
we have switched over to delicious mode.
Rawr.
Lost a little bit of my tea there.
Next right. Someone bring in my video camera, because this needs to be filmed. Stand back. Get in position.
No shit. Because the way it looks like just a big old black cock in my face.
Yeah.
Just sitting there, just like, all right, man, get to it.
All right, man, get to it.
Like, glory hold this
I like
shit.
How you're not even, like, trying to stop him. You're just like, all right, get it
I'm
over.
I'm just playing with it again.
I just think it's pretty funny. Now that my chin. Great.
The whole podcast is going to be Israel adjusting
just,
his mic.
It's just gay jokes. That's all it is. Anyways, back to gay jokes. Roberta, how you been?
Fantastic.
Back to gay jokes. Apparently, Robert's just one big gay joke.
I am.
I am.
Living, breathing gay joke.
Enough about us, though. How have you been, Dwight?
I'm good.
What's going on in your world, dude? What's going on in your space right now, man? Like your head, your brain, you know? What's going on in that cranium?
You don't want to be there.
I do want to be there, man. That's what I'm asking.
Inception style.
Inception style.
You're in my head right now.
Your mind is a crime stream? No shit, dude. That's awesome. I should do this
you're
podcast.
You're just like, so like, content about that. You're like, no shit. All right. That's cool.
I should do the podcast with you guys super high. That'd be funny.
You're not invited back to the house.
We don't condone those things here. Why do you say it?
I was just watching the Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode where she's like, if we all show up to the...
we're talking about
shit,
it.
I forgot what it was.
At
work.
Why?
Oh,
in the car?
No.
What are you talking about?
Remember the thing we're going to do for the podcast later today?
I don't... We didn't talk about this because we didn't know about the podcast.
What was it? We'll talk about it later then.
Okay, what does it involve my leg for?
Remember because we were talking about hands?
His thigh. Actually, not so much his leg.
Wait, the
his
thing
inner
about
thigh.
Israel keeps caressing Robert ever so gently.
Inner thigh.
Inner thigh.
Oh, okay.
He's moving towards the zipper now.
Okay.
Yep.
What?
Oh, you guys done?
Yeah.
All right.
We're just having a
guy
time.
Oh, I bet it is.
You're right. This is what happens when four people are on the cast.
All right, dude.
Real slow,
hey,
Israel.
Bro, relax. Calm down now. It's gonna be cool.
Israel.
Might have to like edit this all out.
Why?
This is just getting,
God.
This is getting bad.
No, this is what's gonna make your podcast
dude,
popular.
We're the funny guys.
Yeah.
No, that's funny. All right.
You know the other guys? We're the funny guys.
Yeah. Clever wordplay. So do I.
Yes, Israel.
since we dropped the other guys, what is your opinion on that movie now?
Soup
Kitchen?
I loved it.
Yeah,
it was great. Yeah, I thought it was funnier than The Hangover. It was just it was constant laughter the whole time for me. There's a few parts where it slowed down, but it picked right back up.
There was a couple, like, I think there was a couple of bad jokes, like, you know, out of place. The Grand Theft Auto joke, that was stupid.
I thought it was funny.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, I think they could have done something better, but yeah, I didn't care.
I think one of the best jokes we all have to agree probably is, what do you call a bunch of homeless people having sex in a car? A soup kitchen.
Yeah. I wish Terry was here. Yeah. Terry was helping me with the last podcast that got ruined. Oh, I should probably could talk about that.
I don't know.
It's been like almost 2 weeks since the last podcast.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Yeah. I had computer troubles and shit blew up and I was out of town too for half of a week. So, it was just one thing after another after another.
But real.
What's up, Robert?
Cops are real?
No. He was in the mountain playing Park Rangers, but real. Park Rangers.
Yeah, I was playing Yogi Bear.
Yogi Bear?
Yeah. It's a joke only the cool people know about. So yeah, we recorded 22 before, and it's gone. So this is the replacement. Sorry, everybody. Also, the intro is from
Deadmau5. Strobe. That's the club mix, right?
No,
that's the full version.
That's the full version.
Jeez, okay. For being such a big
well, because he only had half it on.
Well, because the club mix starts
the first
there.
5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, like six, seven.
Die Hard.
I'm sorry. He played it.
Yeah, club mix is the same one. It just starts there. Instead of having the 6 minute intro.
Did you hear his new one yet? The Everything You Are?
No.
You keep asking him and he keeps saying no.
Well, I hope he'll listen to it eventually.
No, I'm not won't. That big of a fan. I read his Facebook statuses. That's about it.
They're pretty funny though. That's
yeah.
Why.
I like looking at
his photos.
Meowingtons.
Did you see that? He posted a new one. He goes, some chords, Meowington mix. That's pretty tight.
Meowingtons is his cat.
Yeah. Don't we sound like fanboys now?
I just see a picture of a cat and I look at it and I'm like, oh, this is from Deadmau5.
Yeah, I finally got introduced to Justice.
The band Justice?
Yeah, I think it's a band, I guess. They're kind of like Daft Punk, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're
old.
Pretty old, yeah.
Yeah, I just got introduced to them.
Weird.
Wow.
I didn't know a lot of they have a lot of French house stuff, and I was like, well, that's pretty sick, dude. I think my little song I really enjoy, like, a lot is Dance. I enjoy that one quite a bit. D-A-N-C.
I'm going to just buy you all the
is that
DDR
how you spell
songs.
Dance?
D-A-N-C-E.
D-A-N-C-E.
Yeah,
dance.
D-A-N-C-E.
That's dance.
Yeah.
Why did you spell it out?
That's the name of the song. It's D-A-N-C-E.
Yeah.
Like D dot A dot
yeah,
N
like that.
Dot
yeah.
C.
What does it stand for?
E dot.
Diarrhea.
Dicks around. Chuck E. Cheese's.
Wait, what?
Where does the C
that's
come from?
I don't know.
No, I think he said dicks around.
Yeah, the D A, but he said Chuck E. Cheese.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm
and
not good
after,
at it.
Not
yeah.
C.
I'm not good at it.
You're really trying to think of something. I can almost see the smoke coming out of your ears.
Why are you leaning towards
this,
me?
I was going to bring this up before I brought up about the podcast that he's leaning on you.
I told you, because I'm leaning like this.
Okay, why can't you just stand
if you were leaning the other way, you wouldn't be on top of Robert.
Apparently we're all on top of him. So there we go.
No, I'm on the bottom.
Yeah, he's on the bottom.
Sometimes when we touch.
I'm just not going to explain that.
What?
Why we keep saying I'm on the bottom and everything.
Yeah,
I'm just going to let
just gonna
okay, water. Why does a power bottom? And that's enough said.
Power bottom. Explain that to me.
Okay, it's just like my boyfriend keeps telling me I'm great at it, but I've never understood it.
He does.
Come on, could you please tell me? Because he won't.
He certainly does.
Oh, this is like teaching day for Israel. Glory hole and power bottoms.
No, I didn't want to glory hole with that.
Yeah, but you're like, what? Those exist?
There's one?
They're real. Exist. I know they exist, asshole.
That truck stops.
Like you know this.
It's like a unicorn.
Actually.
That's not a funny story about truck stop.
Okay.
You're talking when the mic's not even near you.
So this is my when I was 16. I had to go to
San Diego
with my uncle, and he's a truck driver, right? We're going down there, whatever. And we stopped.
Did you make some extra
cash? I'm going
cash?
Down on him and what?
Can I finish my story?
I heard you say you were going down on someone.
What? Okay. Can I finish this?
Let's
story?
Recap.
Go ahead. Okay, go
16,
San Diego.
Truck driver uncle going down to San Diego.
Yeah, going
San
down Diego. On a dude in San Diego.
Continue story.
So we're going down to San Diego. We stop at a rest stop in Reno, whatever. And I walk into the restroom, and I'm taking a piss, whatever. And this is probably like 3 in the morning.
And a penis comes through the wall.
Yeah, no. I glance to the stall next to me, and I see 4 pairs of feet.
And I'm like, wait, that's kind of weird.
Is it an alien?
He's got 4 feet.
And then I leave, and I was like, oh, man, I must have dropped my... I think I dropped my keys, so I came back.
I dropped my keys.
If I remember correctly, that's what happened.
16, why do you have keys?
For the truck.
You're driving.
No, but I have keys to the truck.
Story's full of holes, but go ahead.
Anyway.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway.
Robert, junior detective. The story's full of holes.
So anyways, I go back, and there's a lot of dudes, I guess, banging one guy in a stall, and I just couldn't believe that. I was just like...
It was a dude?
Yeah.
It was dudes banging a dude.
Yeah. And they were all Asian, too. That was the weirdest thing.
And that's when Israel started listening to House.
What? Were they all Asian, including the guy getting banged?
I don't remember the guy getting banged. I didn't see it.
But all the guys waiting in line.
All the guys waiting in line were Asian. Okay. Yeah, and I just thought that was crazy. Like, man, forget his name, Marshall.
I'm guessing he was a power bottom.
Something. There's something about Mary got it right, I guess, about rest stops.
What?
Something about Mary about the rest stop things. You never seen that?
I have seen the movie, but I didn't care too much to memorize stuff.
That's a funny movie.
No, it's not.
You like there's something about Mary?
I don't even what.
Bored. Well, we're so fucking bored. Why don't you fucking talk?
Bored.
We're all gonna listen and stare at you. We're all gonna stare at Vanessa now.
Alright.
Don't stare at me. Stop. Stop staring at me.
Israel and Vanessa.
Israel and Robert have looks that can kill.
She's got her hand up. This is known to be in a different
state. This is creepy.
So I can. Anyway,
Dwight. Look away before she gets you.
Do you want to...
What?
Enthrall us with the tale from your days as a 16-year-old boy in a truck stop.
Nah, dude, she's a 12-year-old boy. Get it right.
Why don't you tell us about the GameStop blacks and Indians?
Oh, my
yes,
God!
Yes, we have here.
Here's a story.
Oh,
a
story. So this past week at work...
Stop talking over...
I've been getting hit on by nothing but creepy guys and white trash. So...
White trash.
Hey! White chocolate. Anyway.
He's white chocolate, not white trash.
Shut up, Beaner.
Oh, you're not?
Story.
Story.
She got hit on by
so,
Taliban.
Yeah, no, so the first one was by this... Yeah, by this freaking...
Oh, I want to stop for a second. Look on Dwight's face. He's like, why the fuck did I invite these people?
Yeah, no, this is every time I come over.
Just no one can get through a story without someone like giggling.
So, I was at Arco... Because I was going to buy a pack of smokes before work, and I go to the counter, and this freaking, like, Indian guy, like, straight up, like, rupee status was working the counter.
Rupee status?
He was working the counter, right?
No, I get it,
and so I asked, you know, and he goes, oh, well, he's like, are you 18? And I was like, yeah, I'm 21. So I give him my ID, and he goes, so you're 21? He's like... You don't even look 21. He goes, how do you stay so thin? He's like, you look good. He's like, do you go to school? Is your mom as thin as you are? And I was just like, oh my God, you're freaking creepy. I'm leaving. Anyway, yeah. I'm getting a tattoo tomorrow.
Are you?
Yeah.
Of what?
Lightsabers.
What? Where?
On my back, underneath my umbrella. For those of you who don't know, I have the Umbrella Corp logo tattooed under my neck, and I'm getting the lightsabers, like, crossed underneath the...
I was thinking about getting, speaking of crossed lightsabers, God damn it, I keep hitting the mic. Getting the Stormtrooper helmet and having two lightsabers, like a Jolly Roger.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I'm getting... One's going to be red and one's going to be purple. And then the hilt on the red one is going to be Anakin's...
Red and purple, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be Anakin's lightsaber from Episode 3, the movie.
Yeah.
And then the purple one is going to be Starkiller's hilt, like the pointed one that you see that the Avatars have. That's what... Yeah.
Huh.
I have to...
You put thought into it.
I have to incorporate
that's good.
Some gamer into it.
Yeah. That's gonna be a really tough time, like editing that part because you guys were talking the entire time.
Just don't even edit. Just let it go.
I don't think you're invited next time. Both of you.
We'll make our own podcast and we'll call it Bro
Movie
and
Central,
Bro.
The Bro Edition.
Bro in Bro.
Bro and Bro. It's for faggots.
Right. Bro in Bro.
Yeah.
No,
Dwight.
Digital's
going to lead the podcast.
And then you're going to call.
I'm just going to learn. Really, they do that?
You guys are just
well,
like...
That's why it was called Balls Deep. Okay.
So you stick it where? And she did what?
No, did what?
I'm sorry. He did what?
He did what?
And he put your nipples into what? And where the mayonnaise coming from?
I don't like any of
you
these stories.
You look really annoyed, Dwight.
I'm just trying to follow along. And it's hard for me.
Okay, we're doing our
start over. Let's start over. Fresh start,
guys.
Oh, okay. Hey, you guys want to talk about how I smashed you on mini golf?
Are you
about both games?
Yeah, you did. I got raped.
What?
You did.
I raped 3 people at the mini golf course.
He was raping everybody, and you could run and tell that homeboy.
Even with my crazy shots, I still didn't win.
I know, she hit this one shot that fucking went over, like, this was a railing type thing, and it was still didn't make it in. It was sitting right there, almost going in. Do you remember?
Nope. Oh, wait, yeah. Yeah, the windmill thing, right?
Yeah.
You have to, like, hit it up a hill, and then it drops into, like, a chute.
Yeah, basically.
Like, it's pretty much impossible not to get over there and... I don't know how you did it, but it rolled all the way up to the crest of where it would drop off.
It didn't even go down.
And, like, we were all waiting for it to come out, and, like, 5 minutes later, like, where the fuck is
it? Oh, we actually remember
like,
we thought it got stuck.
Yeah, we thought it got stuck in there, because my ball got stuck earlier, and which came out with 2. That was a weird one.
2 blue balls.
And we went and looked, and your ball was stuck right at the edge. It didn't even roll over.
Or my awesome hole-in-one.
Hole-in-one.
Yeah, when we hit it through one of the things the first time, remember? And I made it She's down the middle, and it came out, and...
Yeah, remember that hole that we all got a hole-in-one on,
except for
you? You took 3 shots to get it?
Yeah, because I went over the little black piece, remember? The black triangle?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we took curved over. That was actually a lot of fun, man. I want to do that again.
We got to go to a different course, though. That one wasn't all that great.
Yeah.
They lost creativity after the second hole.
I know.
Like the Funworks one, that one has no like windmills or whatever. It's just like flat courses, but they're designed with different puzzles, if you will.
So, I think there's a dedicated mini golf place in
there's one in Stockton,
towards the Bay Area more in like Fremont or something, like a big one.
Speaking of like events like that, not events like that, places like that, I wanted to bring somebody's attention.
Shut the fuck up. Okay, you were right. I was wrong. Got it.
Okay.
Oh God.
I don't know what this is about.
Just don't even.
You can't
argue.
Let me argue.
Just don't even bring
it
up.
No, I'm not arguing.
I would actually like Robert.
The short description
it.
Of this.
Yes, he was there for the conversation.
We were talking about where we're gonna have my birthday at. Because I couldn't think of a restaurant. So we got on the discussion of Dave and Buster's.
Yeah.
And I always thought or knew there was one in Modesto. I could have swore there was one in Modesto. Uh-huh. And Israel says, no. It's like far away, Bay Area. Yeah. So
yeah.
I was like, okay.
It's about an hour, yeah. An hour away.
So I talked to Vanessa about it. Vanessa said, oh, yeah, there is one in Modesto.
Okay? I thought there was one.
Through her mom. And I thought there was one in Modesto. So I said, okay, that's 2 people thinking there's one in Modesto. So I said, yes, there's one in Modesto. And Israel goes, no, bro. Here's
he
the website.
Me out
Here's
he
the website.
Out the you said. He goes, yeah,
I saw that.
I was like, all right, you want to call me out? I'm going to show you
right
now.
Okay, so the closest one here is San Jose.
Well, Milpitas.
That's San Jose.
I guess. I'm still down to go.
That is a long drive for everybody.
But you know what, though? If you carpool, we can make it. I can get 4 people.
It's not a thing of making it. It's just... It's a long way to go out.
Yeah,
you know?
No, that's true.
I mean, it is his 21st. Granted, it is your 21st. I mean, dude, that is a great party, but
yeah, imagine getting hell fucking drunk and playing video games.
Dance.
Well,
yeah,
we'll do it some other time where it's a smaller group.
Yeah, we have to do that though. Because you haven't been there still, huh?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I think me and Terry almost have been there.
You almost have been there.
No, have only
been
there.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Have you been there?
No.
You haven't either.
I have.
You?
Yeah.
What about Peter's in there?
Ooh.
Which one?
Texas.
Really?
What?
Yeah. How is it hella big? Or?
It's pretty big.
Is this like a world-renowned Dave and Buster's? Is that why you're like, what? How's that one in Texas?
No, because everything's bigger in Texas.
It's big. I don't really know. I haven't been to another one. I don't go to all Dave and Buster's and compare sizes.
You better not throw up
really
a cash.
Is just chock full of dirty jokes today?
His mind is stuck on penis mode. That's why I said I wanted to give him the pop filter, because I knew he was going to say a bunch of P words.
Dude, how would like it to...
I got one that's broken.
Oh.
Yeah, I broke it.
Hey, let's talk about something else.
Yep.
Let's talk about something else, Robert. What are you going to talk about? What's happening in Roberto's life?
Slowly reaching his arm around you.
I know, you're like scooting closer and closer. Look, they even got the little leg touch thing going on.
Yeah,
you
said that was okay.
He gave me permission, alright?
Hold up.
Oh, okay.
You gonna do it? I'm not gonna like it. It might feel really good, though.
Yeah, you can massage me, but I won't like it.
You can stay in my butt, but you're the gay one.
Yeah, faggot. Yeah, you taking the ass. Hey, you're fucking me. Remember that?
You're just continuing it, man. You're just rolling with it.
That goes forever.
Oh, okay.
Dude. That whole conversation.
Next topic.
Well, then fine, Vanessa.
Board.
Why do you have to lean that way? Just move the mic over.
Yeah, just no, you. Please move. Move.
Israel is laying all over Robert now.
Okay. Let's talk about
Let's talk about sex, baby.
You're not responsible enough to keep the mic in front of you, dude. I keep telling you, move the mic over. Talking. Move mic. You were singing.
Yeah, but they don't need to hear that.
It doesn't matter. It'll echo.
Anyways, go ahead. Roberta, what are you going to say?
Let's talk about something...
provocative?
No. Okay. Leave the provocative to you.
No.
Let's talk about nerdy shit.
Nerdy shit.
Yes.
Nerdy shit. Not yes, mean, son?
I like nerdy shit. Y'all mean?
This is not
mean. No. Y'all mean?
Y'all mean?
Y'all mean?
All right. Go to it. Talk about it. Jesus.
Let's see.
Oh, shit. Ask you, man.
Hold up. So, heard that you were getting Cataclysm.
Yeah, you know that already.
Yeah. You're going to fall through and...
Shut the fuck up with you and the reserve thing,
I'm
dude.
I'm just saying. You owe me two.
Yeah. You owe me four.
Whoa. Reaching.
Okay. I said Def Jam and Call of Duty, but I'll pre-order two other games.
Okay, son. All
right. Anyways.
Vanessa.
What?
What games are you excited for?
Star Wars and Fable Fallout. Fable 3.
Am I the only one excited for Fable 3?
Yeah, I'll be playing well.
Star Wars, Fallout. That's pretty much it.
I'm excited for Fallout, too.
Fallout's pretty sick, hopefully.
Sims Medieval, I'm pretty excited about. I don't know.
I want to see how that's going to work.
I don't know if I'm excited about Sims for console yet, because I'm really, like,
no,
anti...
You're not.
I'm super anti-console. I just wanted to pre-order it, because you get the extra...
You're anti-console for Sims.
Yeah, for the Sims, because you get the extra karma power, but... I don't know. I just hate playing Sims on console ever since they brought it.
I don't like any RTS
so
on console.
So horrible.
Although Sims isn't really a real-time strategy game.
I'm pretty excited for the American McGee's Alice sequel, though. I read about that in Game Informer today. I love Alice Wonderland.
I have no idea, actually, what that is.
Oh, my God!
Well,
Dwight, you're dead to me.
It's basically the more of a horrific version of Alice.
It's like Alice, Robert but fell you're asleep. Like crazy. And, hey!
We could be like, you know, more like in today. Like,
did you guys see the new DLC for Red Dead Revolver? The Tomahawk?
No. Oh, I did actually. What? Yeah, I did.
Yeah, no, you have tomahawks now and you can throw them.
Is
stuff.
That in the legend pack that came out?
Yeah.
That's 800 points. That's a little steep.
Apparently people are having a shit ton of fun with those tomahawks, dude. Like people are like throwing them into their horses, making them unicorns. Because it sticks in there, and then they were running around. I was watching the Rooster Teeth guys, and they were throwing them into bears' faces, and they were calling them bearicorns.
Wow!
They're just running around going.
I don't know, 800 of them, maybe.
But as I was saying, Borderlands announced their new DLC comes out next month, and it's called
Claptrap bullshit.
Yeah, it's the revolution of the Claptraps. Apparently, they're
still around to play Borderlands. I mean.
Yeah.
I like Borderlands a lot. But
I was playing Borderlands the other day.
Some people
I still haven't gotten all the achievements.
I would have kept mine if you would have played with me. Because I was done playing that game by myself.
I want to play
through
all the achievements.
Again, but... I said, let's create a character and do it.
Okay, but did you're
you
never online to play.
Huh?
What happened to Crackdown, Robert? What happened to Crackdown? What happened to Crackdown?
That was the first game I bought.
Was it?
Okay, then. Say something. Say what now? Huh? What?
I'm not even listening to you. I'm thinking about something else.
Shut up.
What are you thinking about?
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods?
Tiger Woods?
I'm supposed to return my game today.
I was going to text you, but my phone was dead, and now
what are you, his
mom?
It.
Hey! We checked out the same day to play! Jeez, Israel. Don't be jealous because we play games together.
What?
You don't say anything.
What?
About my game. Don't bring it up.
I will, but he checks the dates.
And in his game's sexual orientation. Don't say anything.
What?
Busy texting?
So every time this, every time the podcast dies, I'm just going to go back to WoW.
What'd you say?
What?
I want Doritos?
I was trying to think of the name, but then I was like, Doritos sounds Mexican. And then I already started saying a T word. Whatever. Robert?
With Doritos?
Doritos, sure. Doritos. Yeah. Robert's gone too.
No, I'm thinking about
what you were
Cataclysm.
Saying. Cataclysm.
Cataclysm. You want to get back to that or what? No, dude, I just am in love with the beta right now, dude.
Yeah, I wish love I could that
game. I'll be playing again when Cataclysm comes out.
I do want to talk about some RPG related real quick. D&D stuff.
Oh God.
Oh okay, wait.
Did you get my Facebook message?
Okay, no.
I'm just talking.
Right. So,
I just wish I had a camera
upon
right
himself.
Now.
He goes, oh, he's cuddling. So he hurries over into his arm, and he goes, no. Stay up there.
You said we were cuddling,
dude. I'm just getting in serious mode.
Why are your eyes closed, okay? Why are your eyes closed when we hug?
Wait, his heart?
Yeah. All right, anyways. You were supposed to send me the guide, but any, I don't know, some type of introduction into playing.
That's why I actually got my Facebook message. You didn't get it?
I didn't get your Facebook message.
I didn't know if it was able to post the link or not, but I would send you a character builder thing, and that actually has, have you got that yet?
You didn't send me shit.
No, but I'm saying, have you seen the character builder they have?
A character builder?
Yeah.
A sheet?
No, it's an actual, like, program that's from Wizards of the Coast, and it actually has every single race on there with all their tributes, all their whatever. Everything, and you just pick your race, then you go to your class, pick any class.
So does it print out a sheet for you?
Yeah, it prints it out a sheet, and then, like, you know how you're worrying about rolling for your stats and stuff? Mm-hmm. It does it automatically.
Rolling for those stats, got the hand motion in there.
It does it for you.
Well, no, you just press roll dice, just bam, and you're good to go already. But don't be rolling dice forever until you get the good rolls.
I don't think they'll let you do that.
Honestly,
if they did it, like, correctly, they would just one roll and done.
Well, Pedro's doing his right now, and he said he did it to 3 rolls, and that was it.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah.
No, you can't do that. I mean, that pretty much takes out the fun. You just keep rolling until you get all 20s.
So I think we need to all get together and watch each other build a character.
Yeah. But I wanted to do that sometime this week because I had the program. I'm sure you guys can all get the program. But
if you tell me the name of it, I'm sure.
It's just Character Builder. D&D Character Builder.
Okay.
4th edition.
Jesus.
I'm going to go home and download this sheet. I'm going to go down the races. And then I'm going to go down. If there's not a vampire...
No, keep in mind. It's not called a vampire.
What is it called?
It's called, like, something else.
You get
it's called
disease.
You get a disease.
Yeah. You know, like, in Oblivion and stuff, you become a vampire, you get the disease and shit.
But, no, there's an actual race like that, though, but I can't remember the name of it.
Well, I need to know before I make my character. Do I have to make a certain race and I get a disease? Or is it just a different name?
Well, no, because it's called, something. When you have the character list, read it. And he says they're undead people, whatever.
So just Google
like the
these things and they have make the life and 10 times easier.
Okay.
Yeah.
Google rules the world, you know.
I know it does.
Just, you can get the character sheet right here. Just
No.
D7? D7 vampire? D7D vampire.
Look at that.
There it is.
Vampire
it new anyways. I don't need to correct myself.
D&D
That's
vampire.
That's how Google's
for
awesome.
Half vampire.
As we're all reading now about how to make a D&D vampire character.
Okay. No, but yeah, so... the vampire character, though, do you want to be, like...
4th edition, not 3.5.
We can take the characters from there.
Whatever. Keep going.
Are we going to play... we never play real legitly. I think we should start playing somewhat, though.
Stop talking about that and go back to your other conversation.
We're talking about D&D, though.
Anyways.
So are you actually curious for playing D&D?
If I can be a vampire, I will play.
Any sort of vampire?
Because my first choice, before you said vampire, my first choice was an elf rogue. And apparently Dwight plays that.
I play a halfling.
See?
Yeah, yeah.
So
he's basically an elf, I guess. Yeah. He's like 2 feet
tall. We're going to have a problem.
Yeah.
So then, but then you said
vampires. Why is that a problem? Why can't there be two rogues?
I don't want to roll.
It's like,
you fucking gang up on
Pedro said the same thing. He goes, why the fuck would I want to be with somebody else's? That's kind of stupid then. He goes,
that's Pedro.
Well, because I agree with him too. But why would you want to be the same thing though? Because you know you need a healer or whatever.
Well, the thing is, I don't know. So, the vampire would be the race, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I could still be a vampire rogue.
Yeah.
And that's what I'll probably be then.
Yeah, because
vampire can't be a race. Because there's not a specific race. That's
it's
vampire.
A
type.
It's like
saying
it's
only
like,
white people can be
you know
vampires.
How, like,
so
in,
it's only vampire.
You know how, like,
so that's what I'm asking: is vampire the class or the race?
Listen. You know, like how
it would be a disease
in Fallout 3. Those what are those guys, the ghouls, they're basically zombies. The way they look and stuff.
Not
they're
really.
Ghouls.
They're not.
Yeah,
undead.
They're just mutated people.
Yeah, they just got super radiation. It's not zombies.
Yeah, they're still people technically.
Yeah, they're alive.
Except for the feral ones.
They're not like reanimated.
As a vampire or whatever, disease, whatever,
yeah.
I would still be a class. I would still be a rogue.
Yes, you
could
still be
a
rogue, yeah. Okay. Look at the character sheet, because I'm telling you right now, that'll explain everything for you.
Okay.
All right, but anyways, as he's doing it, there it is right there. Yeah. Download the demo.
Damn.
God damn. Shut up.
Vanessa, if you ever did play D&D, what kind of character would you want to play?
I don't know. I'd probably be, like, something magical.
A magical princess?
She would be a elf magical mage.
Probably, yeah.
See?
An elf mage?
That's my race good. Would be princess. My class is magical. I am magical princess.
That is awesome. I don't know. I could try. I mean, you guys keep talking about it, so...
Well, the only reason why I'm big into it is because it's role-playing. Yeah, as soon as you said role-playing...
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have costumes in my closet.
We don't get that serious.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We don't get that serious. Oh, okay. You can save yourself that. You don't ruin your costumes.
Okay.
When you did the day you didn't show
can
up...
Can I come and... Can I be like a beer winch? I'll come if you guys...
Perfect. Bring your burlesque.
That's exactly what I'm playing right there. Vin Diesel.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly what I'm playing.
Why is he playing Dungeons and Dragons?
He's a big D&D guy. He plays D&D.
He's been playing for like the past 25 years.
And he knows his shit.
Why don't
you launch it? Launch that bad boy. Launch that.
Make a character right now.
We just got the demo for the character builder. That's what he's talking about.
Yeah. And so we're actually gonna make a character together
on a demo.
Together, holding hands.
On the demo, yeah. There's probably a lot of shit like locked. Don't hold
me. No, I'm not holding your hand. Your hand is
sweaty. Come on, Robert. Don't sweat it. Just hold our hand.
You don't even like D&D. You don't even like D&D.
Yeah, you don't. Like
yeah.
I don't.
Don't you hate D&D?
Yeah, because her ex-boyfriend
loves it. See.
Okay, but Israel was telling me
okay, here we go. Here's your logic.
I should not hold that against the game.
Yeah.
You should hold
exactly. Just because
it's
somebody else... played with a DXXL with you doesn't mean trade it in.
Yes.
Like a retard.
Yes. Completely agree with that one. I'm sorry.
Anyways.
Yes, go ahead.
The way we play is not
legit
in any way or form the legit way to play.
You guys are getting mad at me because I don't want to play, and now you're getting mad at me because I'm taking some sort of interest.
He's getting mad at you. I'm not getting mad.
No, I'm just saying. The way that we play...
The
way that we get down. The way that we get down, don't take this to the tournament. Because the rules are fully made up.
Oh, my God.
We just follow a guideline. We don't play.
You don't even play.
Yeah, I do.
Not...
So, dude, I play WoW. I play plenty of RPG games. No, I'm looking at it.
Well, hurry up.
I play plenty of games.
Guys, we're all going to make a character together.
Okay.
All right, so
I was.
These are race choices, so you got to choose the races first.
Elf.
As the dungeon master says.
No, we're going back because there was a fucking window open for name and everything like that. You're like, no, close that. No, go back.
That's that. You're auto building a character. You don't want to auto build a character.
I wasn't auto building.
That's what I was asking. I'm telling you right now. That's what it was for. I know because I have the program. Create new because you went to quick character. That's why.
Yeah.
Go to create new because you want to create your own character, Robert. So here's a look at the classes real quick.
Robert, let's get away from this dickhead. Here's the class.
And then if you look to the right, the very right.
Okay, I'm looking at the very right. Dragonborn.
Mouse doesn't have to be there.
But I'm saying, you can tell what it looks like. See, he shows you the character and all that.
So that is a half dragon.
That's a dragonborn, yes.
That's pretty tight.
Dragonborn.
That is pretty tight.
Yeah, he looks pretty cool.
If I was not going to be a vampire, I'd be that.
And then like a...
Deep
what,
speech,
so what
yo.
Does a what does the language have to do with anything?
For example, let's say he only speaks
common is the
yeah it's a common, English exactly. Of... Well, let's say he speaks deep speech. He can only speak to those people right there. The mind flyers. They
well,
get
he can speak to those people.
Yeah, exactly. But if you speak both common and deep speech, you can speak both. But if you speak only deep speech,
so if I speak a language that you don't speak, we
usually never go into this detail.
Okay,
we can all speak the
same
language.
So that means if you don't speak our language, me and him could talk shit about ganging up on you right to your face.
You could.
You're not gonna know. Then we'd go, hey Israel, come in the back room real quick. Backstab.
You could.
Tiny vampire.
No, dude. If you're gonna
like, he's gonna like go behind you and tie your shoelaces together, and you're like, hey Israel, come back to the back room.
If we could do that to anybody,
and then us halflings are just gonna run around laughing at you. Yeah, so
I got the quest actually written up, by the way. I'm pretty excited.
What?
You think we should probably call it quits?
Why? Wait, quits on D&D stuff?
No, quits on on the podcast, dude.
It's not even an hour.
Not even an hour.
Is there no way?
No, it's
53 minutes. All right, so we're gonna do a filler.
Yeah, see, they paid attention.
So here we go.
Jesus.
Well, let's move on to something else as I go through this.
Okay. Well, while you go through building the character, Robert. So, what are you thinking about so far?
I haven't played.
No, we're still talking about D&D, but just not about the whatever.
Like, yeah. I said, I'm going to play it.
You are going to play with us?
And then I'm either going to go, okay, this is retarded.
The only thing I want to do, though, I want people to be more enthusiastic about it, so more role-playing. Like, I know Peter... Oh. Yeah, I know you.
I commit to a character.
I know Pedro said he's going to commit as much as he can this time.
Guaranteed, Pedro won't say more than a paragraph worth of words that night.
You think so?
Yeah.
He's really trying, though. He says, I'm going to try my hardest, dude. I really want to show.
I don't understand how it's so difficult to talk, though.
It is. And then my uncle, he doesn't count because all he's going to be like, let's fuck shit up.
Yeah, his uncle is just like, hey, when are we going to start bashing things again?
Yeah, he's your classic, but then you guys can, you know, fuck with him and be like, listen, you guys, and then when Boney comes back, he's going to be pissed.
Oh. Who the fuck is Boney?
Oh, he wasn't there when you guys explained Boney to me.
He explains Boney the best. You can explain Boney, sir.
Is it the one that made up
the character?
Yeah, but you explained the story.
It's a person.
I didn't even explain it last time. You did.
Wait, can we just? Okay. Is this a human being?
No.
I'm doing this.
Okay.
You explain to him.
Is Boney your uncle?
No.
Okay.
When we played D&D, one of our games, I introduced a character called Boney, and basically he was sitting in a coffin and he ejaculated on my uncle's face. And so he was blinded for 3 turns. And he was so pissed.
Dude,
that he...
this isn't D&D at all. This is just...
No, you could do shit like that.
In tournaments, they say, I ejaculate on your face for 5 damage.
You obviously have not heard...
He didn't take any damage. He was just blind.
You obviously haven't heard these freaking D&D guys talk, dude. They get pretty
weird. They don't talk about that.
Keep leaning on me. You're leaning.
Shut the fuck up, Vanessa. Anyway.
I'm just going to leave. Because everybody hates me.
Anyways.
Back on D&D Radio.
No one hates it.
No more
D&D. It's D&D. I want to look at the
book. Vanessa wants to look at the book, so...
You need to get a big book.
Well, you don't read anyway, so...
I'm not. I'm looking at the pictures.
I was going to say, he's going through too quick to read.
Pictures. I'm because they're stupid class. I don't want... They're rogue. Thank you.
Yeah, that's why the sticky notes there.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, why he reads, me and Vanessa are going to talk about.
Okay.
Vanessa, what would you like to talk about?
I don't know.
Tell me about your life.
What about
what's
my
going
life?
On in your life right now?
Nothing.
And the fears and desires.
My mom's babies
the passion,
do any day.
The love, the hate, the pain, the anger.
You're not even letting her talk.
So my babies, what?
My mom's babies do any day.
Any day now.
Any day.
Hopefully it's tomorrow.
No, it's not, because I'm getting my tattoo tomorrow. So nice. And I'm busy all day tomorrow. So there's
that's
no baby. It's going to
take all day?
No.
Okay.
She just wants to make it last all day so she can feel the pain.
Shut up. You're so dumb.
The pain hurts so good. The pain.
Well, the one on my back, it didn't hurt. It kind of felt good, I guess. It wasn't like
Money,
a hurt
you
hurt.
Your back?
My.
That doesn't count your back. Count your
okay,
neck.
It's not on my neck. It's below my neck. It's like on my shoulder.
It's your neck back.
Yeah, neck back.
My neck.
Oh, see, you rolled dice. What? Bam. Oh, horrible throws.
I thought we weren't talking about that.
I'm looking at the throws. Stop.
Yeah.
We
have to be together. To
yeah,
do
we
this.
Have to.
I mean,
to
granted,
one.
You can't roll
wait,
for each one.
Up there when you did that. Now, what is that? I wonder what that H is.
House ruled. Oh, I'm not legal anymore.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So that basically be for me to loud or not.
I guess you're what allowed like 20 clicks.
Yeah, that's not fair.
So.
Well, and you can still change it.
You can go through and change. Wow. Wait a minute. So when you create it, when you normal. You have no control over your stats. Everything is rolled.
You just roll, yeah.
So you have no determination to
no.
say, I'll sacrifice
well,
this
see,
stat
no.
if
no.
I want this stat.
No.
Well, there's, you get, like, bonuses for, like, if a rogue will probably have, like, a bonus towards agility
yeah.
or, you know, stuff
dexterity,
like that. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, but he won't get a bonus in constitution or,
yeah.
you
yeah.
know, wisdom or anything. Look at this. My guy's gonna have fucking a billion strength, bro. I'm gonna one hit everything.
Yeah, but see, I like how it says house rule because it's true. It's only
this
five.
Is house rule with a star now.
Yeah, see, that basically if I allowed or not. But no, fuck that, dude. You're still house ruled.
Yeah, I know. I don't think you can undo
then
that.
Then you can pick your abilities depending on what your royalty or what your whatever it is your class. Mm-hmm. You can only do certain abilities. See. He has acrobatics, you know, bluff, athletics.
What is bluff?
All the touch right there. So charisma, then basically you can, you know. No, that basically was a part of your role playing character. So you're like, I'm gonna, you know, I bluff the whatever and do whatever. Then you roll for whatever, and I could be like, oh man, I didn't see you, whatever, you know. I basically
again, I'm gonna have to see this because the way you explain it is.
Well, it's like,
so I basically say I bluff is an ability.
Yeah, it's an ability.
So I say I use my bluff ability.
Yeah, yeah.
And I roll the dice.
No, you would just say I use bluff.
I use bluff.
I use bluff. I roll my dice.
Yeah.
And if it's so high, if I get a certain number,
yeah,
you
can't.
Well, no, bluff is opposed by their insight check. So you would throw a bluff, and then they would throw an insight. If their insight is greater than your bluff, then you lose.
Yes.
And the greater is determined by a roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
By
and any like bonus stats that you would get. It's like in Fallout, you know, bluff was probably like speech. Like
the higher speech you have,
the greater success chance that you have of convincing someone that you're Lord of all dildos.
Exactly.
But if I'm trying to convince people that I am
Lord of all dildos, I'm going to need a 20-sided dice that's just all 20s.
Bam! It sounds difficult at first.
No, because okay, you have a stat. A bluff stat.
That's not a stat, it's an ability.
Whatever, but it says 6 next to it.
Where do you see 6 at?
It's a modifier.
It's a modifier.
So doesn't that mean he already...
You would add that to your roll.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you roll... It's always plus 6 to whatever you roll.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Unless you train it. See, like, I could train it right here.
Yeah.
And now it's an 11.
So, wow.
See?
Okay.
Ability modified, you know, and you get
it's
one
like Lord of the Rings.
For every two levels.
I like the Lord of the Rings.
So once you get up to two levels, it's all one.
Yeah.
I can see you just wanting to kill everything.
I want my character to look like Liv Tyler. But with less
dungeoneering. Dungeoneering. That's a word.
Dungeoneering.
I got my degree in dungeoneering.
Perception.
Inception.
Streetwise.
Streetwise actually comes in handy for some characters. Like for a rogue, that'll come in handy for you.
Shut up.
I can just see me and Dwight teaming up and fucking everybody over.
Don't do that.
I'm sorry, but that's
because Pedro's going to be neutral.
I'm not talking about Pedro. I want to fuck over your uncle.
Well, go ahead. I don't care about that. He knows it too. I fuck my uncle all the time. And he gets all pissed.
You created a whole character to fuck
him over. He gets all pissed. Every time we play, he goes, that's fucking bullshit. I'm stuck in there, but nobody else is. I'm sorry. That's just the way the dice rolls. And then, like, Pedro tried to help him. I go, oh, no, you can't. Your hands are too sweaty.
Was one time where he fell into a trap, and I saved him. I threw a saving throw, and I saved him. And then, like, Pedro's turn came around, and then he fell again, and then Pedro rolled, and then he fell. And then I had to go buy a rope and then come back and then help him out.
Yeah, I try to get these guys as much as I can.
And the golden encrusted ruby.
So you don't play at all?
No. Like, you're the dungeon master. Control with this thing.
So you control the
story.
Israel's
too much of a pansy to play.
No, that's not
true. So it's pretty much me, Dwight, Pedro, and your uncle. Yes. Playing and you're guiding
that's a typical dungeon.
But what I'm trying to make it more this time around, I want you guys to be more talkative. I mean, I know Dwight can do it. I know you can do it.
Yeah, no, that's why me and Rob are going to fucking kick some ass.
And I hope Pedro will finally come through and, you know, and hopefully he will. And, you know, you guys can make it more. Because the thing is, you guys guide the story as much as I do.
Yeah.
So, you know, you guys, when you guys are in the tavern, you guys need to talk. I remember every time we start, you guys have to, you know, they meet at a tavern, they're talking. And, like, you know, Pedro gets something kind of going, but then you know, get a speech going. And then my uncle's just like, hey, guys, what's up?
Ready to go fuck shit up?
Yeah. His uncle just kind of steps in. He goes, anybody going out to, like, an adventure or anything?
That's basically what
I want to be a part of it.
What is your uncle?
He's a warrior.
I know, but what is his
race?
He's
like a gnome, I think.
No.
I can see him like
he
a
got pissed that he was
he's
a gnome. He's just a...
He has a big beard.
He's a human warrior. His name was Ragnar or something like that. Redgar.
Redgar. Yeah. That's what it was.
His name is Redgar. And he has his sword is infused with the lightning dragon bow.
Now did he get that through killing a mob?
He just kind of started with it.
How did he start with this? No.
Remember later on in the game he got the electricity power with the sword.
And then
he created the story, background story of how that happened.
So he has a sword.
He had a regular sword.
Yeah.
And then through this adventure.
Yeah, through this adventure he got this attachment to get to.
And how did he find this attachment?
It was like a red dot.
That's what I'm saying. How did he find it though? Did he kill a monster?
He killed a certain dragon.
Okay, and then did you determine that it dropped?
I determined that it dropped.
Okay.
So I
used to play and all of a sudden he goes, what's under this rock? This epic item I needed.
That's what happens sometimes. I looked inside of a fucking dinosaur skull and he goes, you found a gold encrusted ruby. And I'm like, a ruby that's gold encrusted.
No, it was a golden diamond.
Golden diamond.
Yeah. It was
okay. I can see how this is gonna go. I'll play this and Israel being drunk is probably
any
the worst that could go.
Yeah.
We wouldn't get anywhere. We hardly get anywhere when he's not drunk.
I'm telling you, I'm reading my books this time. I'm doing more into it, so we should be good this time.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to try my absolute best to be a better DM. But that was my problems. I would make them up.
Make my person like Harry Potter.
And sometimes things will come up and come out of nowhere. You know what I mean?
Like a human. Who says not? Name my person Hermione.
Sure. I don't see why not.
And I would.
Wingardium Leviosa. What did you say?
What do I do? This is what I do.
What would I, would, you do I would come up from behind her.
I would come up from behind her.
Turn her neck.
Turn her neck.
Bite her.
Bite her.
Drain her blood.
Drain her blood.
Turn her into an undead vampire.
Why are you repeating what he's saying?
And make her my vampire princess forever.
I would not do that. Vampire Hermione.
I would not do. Yeah, I would do that. I'm sorry.
Vampire Hermione. And then you guys both die of E. coli.
E. coli.
Because I decided that you have E. coli in your blood.
In her blood. In her blood.
If you're a vampire, man, then you can't come out in the sun.
That's what I was telling him.
No, 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 no. But I know for a fact that
No. You can have an umbrella. No.
Michael Jackson. No.
Some D&D guys I was talking to said that there is daywalkers out there. So he could be a daywalker.
You're a half vamp.
Yeah, I asked him that. He's brave. And I said, wait a minute. So... it means if I'm a vampire, we have to wait in the tavern and go, we can't set out till nightfall. And we have to do all our quests at night.
No.
You said, no.
Well,
no,
most
no.
of our shit's in caves anyways.
I know, but it's getting to the cave.
Yeah. Well, this time we're going to go into a whole entire village already. I'm pretty excited for this one. You guys are fighting the dead.
So it's like...
oh, so I'll just make sure my character has a shitload of holy stuff.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, man, I fucked up.
God damn it.
Yeah, I done goofed.
Yeah. I goof.
I'm gonna create some total fucked up character. I'm gonna be a vampire priest.
That'd be awesome.
Carry like a fucking silver cross around you.
No.
Fucking have like garlic bracelets.
No. He had something like that, but we'll see. I mean, I've been reading and I like it a lot.
Vampire priest brawler.
I have garlic brass knuckles.
Well, then, do you guys want to play this on either?
That's what we were just talking about.
I thought we said next Sunday. I'm sorry.
No, this Sunday.
Oh, okay, yeah. God, I'm sorry. Really yeah, weird. Yeah, I'm down, dude. 100% down to this Sunday. We'll meet at my house at 7?
Sure.
Okay.
Meet at my place at sundown.
Are you guys going to have your characters ready, you think? Or?
Well, I'm going to go download this, and I'll mess with this for a while. And then I'm going to Google vampires.
I'm definitely not paying attention enough.
Well, when you guys really go home and look through it, you guys will figure it out more.
It's going to be either I'm going to call Dwight or you as I'm doing this, because I'm going to go, what the fuck does this mean? Honestly, I see it's descriptive. It says about
honestly,
it.
Honestly, I'm not going to lie. You really know who's the best person to talk to? It's Pedro, dude. Because we were talking.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, Pedro, what's his power say?
Why do you guys hate Pedro, dude?
We don't hate him. He just doesn't talk enough.
What was that, Pedro?
Like, you try to start conversation and be like, oh, what do you think about this?
I don't know.
Oh, well, do you want to go down this way and do this and
I
this and
that?
And like, well, yeah, I guess.
That's
yeah,
right,
sure.
That's right. I remember that now because when they were playing.
That's why me and Robert.
Yeah. There was coming to a situation, I forgot what it was, but where you and him had to decide something. Yeah, because my uncle was stuck in the hole, I think. And you were talking and you told him, hey, you know, well, what do you want to do? I mean, we can do this, this, and this. He goes, well, I don't know. We can do whatever. So he says this time he's not going to do that.
And Pedro's the healer?
What favorite healer that time?
Pedro's the Hitler?
No.
Well, who plays the healer? Did you say Pedro plays the
healer?
Yeah, I think
I don't. No, he wasn't a healer.
Because you had a healing power, I remember.
Yeah, somebody gave it to me.
Yeah, I gave it to you because you killed someone. You killed like a half man orc.
Okay. Mad bear pig.
Mad bear pig. Mad bear pig.
Okay, all right. Jesus, we get it. You were in the middle of a story and you just like fucking. Right,
whatever.
You're trained to
he's
derail.
He's so worried about what he gets to do at 9 o'clock. Yeah, he is so nervous.
Jesus.
I would probably be like an elf. Sorcerer.
Anyways.
I was going to say, just kill
the conversation.
Back to
the podcast land.
Well, you guys
yeah. I'm going to totally drift off of Dungeons and Dragons while he is looking at that. And I wanted to announce to everyone in the cast land that, if you haven't seen it, the new Call of Duty Black Ops multiplayer trailer is out. It's loaded with digital cameras and RC cars. And crossbow guns. And gun knives. It's going to be epic.
And by the way, that was all sarcasm.
No, that seriously. No. YouTube multiplayer trailer.
No, he's seen it.
I'm saying what you're saying, how it's going to be epic.
You know, it's gonna be epic. Walking around and going, and getting a headshot with a knife.
Yeah, the knife gun actually is probably the only thing that I probably like.
The only thing,
like the cool,
they
have cool
the camera,
ideas,
okay?
But
I didn't
it shouldn't be Call of Duty. You use the camera, you put it in like a building out in the corner. Like you wouldn't put it out in the open like
well,
that.
But
guy
I don't understand. It's actually a camera on a tripod. You plain as day, you can see it. They don't have sticky cams or anything. It's like
They have a tripod camera, yeah. And it's just you'll have what, and you'll have your map over here where you'll have a camera now.
It would it'd probably come up with like a little square like it did on that guy's screen. When you put it up, like Sticky Cam's doing in Splinter Cell,
you'll just see.
Yeah,
that
but you would put it. You would want to put it in like a corner.
Yeah.
You know, watching like a flag or your base or headquarters or something.
Yeah.
And then when you see people come in, that's when you fucking blare in and just start blasting people's faces.
Yeah.
But I don't think they should. I fucking wish Treyarch would get off of Call of Duty's nuts and make their own game. That way they stop besmirching the fucking the game.
Well, the thing,
make their own game, then it'll probably be all right.
The thing that I'm most excited about is you can edit your own movies now, like Halo.
Yeah, the theater mode might be pretty cool.
I don't know if they do it well. If they do it well, that is. But at the end, it showed it real quick. If you watch the last few seconds, it shows him, and then he says, save film, and the film is... I forget what he names the film or whatever. But it looks like it was in 10 segments, because there was 1 through 10, and he was going through them real quick.
So you can edit, like,
your own. I guess different segments of it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Looks like it'd be all right.
Yeah. Vanessa, you're talking into the mic. About something else.
Where do you get that? The whole Dungeons & Dragons?
I printed them out.
Nice.
I printed it out on fancy paper.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to do that because I don't have a printer. No, my printer broke.
Leave wherever you have to go.
So we should make that YouTube video we were talking about.
Which one?
Whichever one.
You talking to me?
Yes. The Cameron or the lady boy? The Cameron one. Talking about, like, well, not Cameron, but talking about the girl, and he runs in, and with the guy, and he runs into the ex. He's like, oh, bro, I fucked it, but it's cool, right? We're cool. Remember in the car we were talking about it?
I think so, yeah.
That shit was so funny.
Yeah.
Because you kept going.
Yeah.
I mean, she was on top, she was riding like crazy, but we're good, right? We're
still I forgot what it was. Yeah.
Because you kept going into actual detail, because we were talking about Cameron and Vanessa. And
were we?
Yes, because we were talking about...
I don't remember this, to
be
honest.
Why would you be talking about
Cameron
and
if me and you were together, and we ran into Cameron... And then you got on the subject. Because
I was joking around, just like, you know, hey, about... You
I'm
know,
glad you guys talked
somebody
about
just fucked her or whatever. And you were just like, what did I say? I was just like, hey, what's up, man? Hey, yo, it's cool, though, man. Hey, yo, you can have her back anyways, man. I'm going to tell you right now, though, I fucked her. Hey, yo, and she took in the butt. Let me tell you right now. It was pretty cool. But, hey, we're cool, though, brother. You just, hey,
why
take it back. Take
like
it back.
Anyway, no, and then the next story was...
This is such an odd conversation to have.
Hold on. We're going to redeem ourselves. And the next...
This will be good.
And the next one was the...
No, you gotta let me say it.
The next one,
wow. If you would let me say
it. Why did you have me say
it? No, let me say
it. He said he's...
I'm going to introduce it, and then you take it.
Okay.
Shut up. So here it goes. The next one we talked about was if Israel was my best friend.
What's my best friend?
Because these are roughly based characters.
Yeah.
So if Israel was my best friend, and we were really cool, and then all of a sudden one day he wants to become a woman... And he transforms himself into a woman, and then all this long he wanted to sleep with me, so he tries to hit on me.
I didn't get, like, you know, I didn't really try to change my voice.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I kept it real deep, so I'd be talking to him, I'd be like, hello, Robert, how are you? Robert, are we going to have sex tonight? Robert, you know you've always wanted it. Robert, come here.
I can't even do it.
It's not redeemed.
Robert.
It's just more weird.
Robert, you said to me one day that you loved me. And then your best friend.
Then do the girl voice.
But if you want me to do the girl voice, I'll do the girl voice. Hold on. Robert.
quick.
It has to be a YouTube
Robert.
Video.
Quick thing.
Robert.
You, since you don't have a printer,
yeah.
Inside your documents, it'll create a folder called DDI.
Yeah.
Inside there is saved characters.
All right.
And then...
Skamos?
I just chose random name over
okay.
and
over. It's Spanish. Skamos.
So, if you can get to that...
I'll just put that on
plus,
the flash drive or whatever.
Yeah.
Flash
then we can print it out. Just letting you know. Go back to your gay fantasies.
No, it's a YouTube video.
It was a joke that apparently we created.
I hope we make it.
It's okay.
I hope we make some.
It's okay. We relax. Come here. And what was he saying when he got the deep voice? He was like, come look at your boss. Look at your boss.
Let me look at your balls.
No, let me cradle.
Let me cradle your balls with my mouth. Come on.
And then you go on. Want me to do the girl voice?
Look away. We have too much fun with just me and him.
See, I just want to see how this is going to come out.
We just have really weird gay jokes between me.
If you had a camera, you have a really nice camera.
If we had the camera and we could record this.
We don't have a mic no more, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I took it back?
Yeah, he took it back.
I told you what happened, right? All shit got stolen?
Except for the camera.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't tell you. He said his camera's stolen.
He told me it wasn't. Yeah. He told me, he said, thank God.
Because we were talking, right? And I hope he's listening because I'm calling him out on this.
We were talking and I was listening.
I hope you're listening to this right now.
Because he, I go, hey, dude, whatever. I go, so, I just asked him, I go, so, hey, how's your camera? Because, you know, not saying I have it stolen then. Yeah. He goes, what camera? I don't have one.
Huh.
I go, what happened? He goes, is it stolen then? He goes, oh, yeah, it was stolen. I told you that, remember? I was like, okay.
Hmm. Maybe I misunderstood, but I could have swore he told me because I said, I heard what happened. And he goes, yeah. I was stupid for leaving it in the car, but, you know, thank God they took everything but the camera. I mean, could have swore, maybe right, I misunderstood. But
yeah, dude. That's not cool, man.
Well, like I said, my birthday's coming, so I'm going to try to get a mic. And
his birthday is coming up, people. September 2nd.
But wait, let me ask you your opinion, because this is Vanessa's opinion.
Okay.
Let me ask you. Should we have it that Thursday, the 2nd, or should we wait until the Friday?
Have it Thursday.
Well, I have school the next day, and so does she. That's the only reason why we were talking about it.
And who cares?
Okay.
At 10 in the morning.
If you guys put again that fucked up, then you guys are retarded. That's all I got.
I'm turning 21.
Well, you, yes, but you, no.
It's a party.
It's a party.
At a restaurant, more than likely.
They can cry if they want to. It's a party.
Yeah.
This is Robert's party, not Israel's party.
No, you don't have to listen to me. You're the one getting offended by this.
No, I'm not. Okay. It's just like, nobody wants to go to BJ's,
Dwight.
Okay?
I'm not saying nobody wants to go to BJ's.
Let's get Dwight's outside opinion.
I've been to BJ's like 17 times for 21st birthdays. Yeah, it's not a bad place to go. It really isn't. It's good food, and their beer's okay.
Mm-hmm. Like, beer's actually really good. I like the Harvest.
Where do you think we should go? Out of every place.
In Manteca or Manteca?
Manteca, Modesto, Stockton. In here.
In here.
Well, we could do that.
Well,
that'd be weird.
Beaches is probably going to be your best bet. Because it's the nicest place. It's big. You can reserve big tables and stuff like that.
But my thing is, do you really want to go to BJ's twice that week?
Why would he be going twice?
Because we're going to Pedro's birthday.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting about that.
But you don't mind. You might not come to either of them, right?
It all depends if we're still going to Washington or not.
I hope we make it, man.
See, I can't think of anything. And because like I said, Applebee's is good because they don't give you a limit. But we go there all the freaking time.
Yeah.
And so that's why
they don't have the best bar selection either.
They really don't. Yeah.
And that's why I brought up Chili's. You're like, well, Chili's just like Applebee's, and then you mentioned the whole they close at ten.
Yeah.
Which is stupid if they really close at 10 every night.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Not on weekends.
They used to close at midnight. Do you want to go to the weekend? Yeah. I remember originally we were talking to me about your birthday today.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, it's your birthday, dude. You do whatever you want. If you want to go
I'm
weekend.
I'm trying to get input. I'm trying to make everyone happy.
I mean, it's completely up to you, dude.
That it'll be an impossible task. You can't make everybody happy. You got to go with what you think is going to be the best choice.
That's a terrible decision right there.
Yeah, it is, but that's reality. You're gonna find yourself in a situation where you're like, fuck, there's just, I can't do anything without... You know, being an inconvenience towards this one
person. Right.
So.
Well, we can always have a party in Dwight's room. Yeah, no. 18 people here just fucking get drunk as fuck.
Hell no.
Hey, guys. Hell no. We podcasting right now?
Are we podcasting right now?
Don't put your elbow on my foot. Ow, you're hurting me.
Are you looking at mics?
Yeah.
There we go.
There's lavaliers, which are the pin-on ones.
Yeah, I mean, those are good, but... I heard if you move around a lot.
Well, if you move them, yeah.
That's.
Then there's good old shotgun mics. Wow. This is, if you're gonna look for stuff, for cameras or anything like that, go to B&H. Yeah.
Right.
This is a fantastic place. They have a ton of stuff, and their service is really good.
Yeah, but I'm gonna try what that guy said. I'm gonna go home and see if I can actually hook my studio mic up to my camera, because he was trying to sell me. I was like, he's trying to sell me a karaoke mic, and he's trying to tell me that it can, with this attachment, it can hook up. And I was like, well,
where would it hook up on your camera?
I don't want to leave.
I guess
you can leave. You don't have to stay.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's like how headphones.
I didn't know that.
You did. People have left during midcast all the time.
Really?
Yep. Yes.
Oh shit.
Well, there we go.
Israel, say goodbye to everybody.
Hey guys, so you're just gonna leave?
Hey guys, it's been fun. Thanks for having me here again, Dwight. I appreciate it. I know I've been a pain in the ass with the whole microphone thing, but hey, I'm getting better. All right. See you later, guys.
Slowly but surely, he's getting better at managing his microphone position. Yeah.
What
do
I got these for?
I don't know. I'm gonna lock him out.
Next week. I'm done for the week.
Oh, okay. Are you going to the Scott Fucker?
Maybe. That's $10, maybe, if I have it
well,
by Friday.
If not, then I'll talk to you soon and I'll get you stuff for Andy.
Yeah, like, sooner the better.
Yeah, well, I'll see Sunday before we have it.
Okay, but I would like to have it a little bit before Sunday so I could prepare.
Get you tomorrow if you want.
That'd be great.
Yeah. All right,
bye.
Right.
Israel's a homo.
Now that this is my podcast, first order of business, we're going to change the name. The cast. What the fuck, the cast? This podcast is going to be all about movies and
sex.
Sex
and
video
being
games
on top.
And Vanessa on top. And with the side note of Israel being gay. No.
Alright, now that we got that dead weight out of the way.
Yes. Pop through the window and say, hi guys!
Hi guys!
It's real here!
Hi guys! What's up?
Okay, I'm gonna turn his mic off. Oh, I can't while we're recording. Hold on, guys. Okay.
And we're back.
Now we're back.
For reals.
For realsies.
not joking this time, guys. Last time was a joke, this one isn't. Alright, so, yeah, we gotta get another wide angle too.
I did see a wide angle at Best Buy, and I think it was like $39. But I didn't want to just buy it because I wanted to look into. I want to try to find reviews about it because I don't want to have that black at the corner problem again.
With the light,
yeah,
yeah.
So I'm gonna try to see if I can find a good wide angle that doesn't do that.
Well, we gotta we should. Because I think the only reason we were using that light beforehand is because we were doing Israel's guerrilla style,
know,
filming.
Yeah.
We need to get into actual using
that's
external light,
so
that won't be a problem.
Yeah.
So, but still, look up reviews for it anyways. Yeah. That's fine. Like, is there, like, a thread count or anything that's on your camera? Like, how would you know if that fit your camera or not?
I think it has a thread count, I think. I have to look at the... It says on the... inside of the lens. I have to check it out. Apparently, did he tell you that he's still doing Desole?
Or
Desole.
He
didn't tell me.
Yeah, it's going to be a 5-part series now. Each one's going to be about...
Okay.
Yeah, each one's going to be about... I think he said about roughly 15, 20 minutes. Now, the good thing about it is it's going to start after the whole campus. So it's going to be what life has become on the outside. And it's going to be classic filming style. There's going to be no guerrilla style, no nothing. And then it's going
to
be scripted.
I was just about to ask that. It's like, is it going to be scripted?
It's going to be scripted.
Okay.
And he said maybe after we do 5 or maybe when we get to 3 or something like that, he'll go back and we'll do the prequel. And we'll eventually do the guerrilla style, whatever. And he said, it could either get done or it couldn't get done. But whatever. It either gets done and that would be the prequel. But, pretty excited. And he said we can film it pretty much everywhere. So, he gets me excited, but it never happens.
That's true.
I told you that, Robert,
like,
in the very beginning. Didn't I tell you that? What do you do? You never listen to me.
When you post... Well, it's because of his enthusiasm. Like, that initial enthusiasm, that will wrap you right in. That'll bring you right in. You know, like when you put
I saw it.
Yeah, I called bullshit immediately because, dude, if you want to do some stuff, like, I'm down. I'll do it. I'll go through the entire thing with you. I won't bail out and, like, what Israel's doing.
Dwight's looking out the window
to see
if Israel's there.
I don't know. I see, like headlights turning on and off, and I don't see why he's not leaving.
He's talking on the phone. He's got to meet somebody.
On the phone.
But, all right. Like, hey, like I
One thing you said a while ago, you showed me the golf movie you're talking about making.
The golf movie, yeah.
Anything you want to make, anything you want to make, just let me know, and we'll set something up. Hey, Vanessa.
What's up, Vanessa?
Nothing. I'm just
like you. Just kind of like
listening,
observing.
Stay.
I'm observing. I'm interested.
Oh, and apparently you're gonna get writ in to Desolée.
Really?
Apparently, I don't know. I think he wants you to be that.
Yeah, weren't you like one of the interviewees?
Well, that,
I have
that
no
was,
idea.
That
what
was the original, but I think since he's gonna cut that, I think if he's gonna cut that whole thing, he wants to have her like the smart ass bitch.
Nice.
That's on the outside. That had because
taken place of Kiss Kaz?
No. Because Kiss Kaz would have been there through the whole as it started, and then I guess her character is going to be one of the outsiders that wasn't on the campus where it first broke out.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to be one of those people that are just like thinks she knows it all, and just like, oh fuck, we go outside right now.
So
we can fuck some people.
Israel
up.
Already sees me right now.
Yeah, but okay. Apparently, Israel's M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong's twist on it. Is
what a twist.
How people are in movies are scared to go out at night. In his movie, going out at night is the only way because at night they can't see you. But in the broad daylight, the infected can see you. So it's a decent twist. It makes sense. But
so it's kind of like the creatures from the Silent Hill movie. The nurses, well, they could see you when there was a flashlight, but they can't see you without, you know, light.
Yeah, you could just, like, walk through them. And they can't hear or smell or do anything.
Yeah.
They're just, like, there.
But as soon as you
light,
turn on the light,
like,
yeah. There's a light there? Oh, my God.
I saw some girl cosplaying that, and it turned out fucking sick. The nurse? Yeah. That's the only thing that I have that it's attached to the nurses, that's all.
Because I was going to, you know, if you actually wanted to make the podcast an actual webcast, we can do that anytime. It's just, that's another thing you have to edit. Which is not really bad. Because if it's going to be a direct
It's
hour,
more of a space issue.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind editing. Because, I mean, these multi-mic ones, like, this probably won't be up until probably tomorrow. Actually, no, I'm super busy tomorrow. I'll try to get most of it done tonight. But,
But you think you wouldn't have to really edit that much?
You would think that.
But Israel was on this podcast.
Yeah.
So what does he have to do? Turn Israel's distortion down? Or?
Well, yeah, I got to adjust for volume and stuff like that. And sometimes it falls out of sync just like a little bit. So I'll appear like, or someone, whoever else has like a prominent voice, like my buddy Ryan or Israel, you'll be caught on other mics.
Okay.
So you'll get somewhat of an echo or a distortion. So I just make a quick run through. And so I feel like you don't like contribute as much as everybody else, Vanessa.
Because I'm...
You start strong, and then, like...
I get podcast bashed, and then I don't want to say anything.
That's
because
Israel was here. He's gone.
I'm podcast.
Yeah. I was listening to all your
podcast
stories.
Podcast hurt.
You're a podcast hurt?
I'm podcast hurt.
Oh, podcast hurt. Yep. So, I got Gears of War 1 right now.
Did you?
From Gamefly, yeah.
Wait. Have you played Gears or no?
I played Gears 1 when it first came out.
Okay.
And I was on and off through the co-op, through the story, at my buddy's house. I didn't have a 360 at the time. And so I know the general idea of it, you know.
You never played 2, you never really into it?
I never played 2 at all.
Okay.
So that's actually probably the next one I'll be getting, because I'm trying to get the achievements and stuff on them.
Yeah.
And right now we're blasting through the first one on Insanity.
Yeah, the first one's
sucks.
The first one's not actually, it's not that bad on the hardest difficulty. It's really not that bad. The hardest thing is fighting the final boss Ram.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of a bitch on Insane or whatever it is. But the second one is where you're gonna run into trouble. I still haven't beat it on Insane. It's,
really?
It's a lot harder. And then I really didn't take the time to look into it. But the whole dog tags you gotta collect, and the second one they hit him a lot better. And I never went through, and I think they doubled the ones you got to collect. But there's some achievements that I haven't.
30 in this one, I believe.
Yeah, I think I think it's like 40 something.
Hmm.
I never played the first one. I played halfway through the second.
But I need to finish beating the second one.
I kind of got burnt out through Cameron's Gears of War phase, so I haven't picked it up really.
Yeah, Cameron was kind of really, really big into Gears, wasn't he?
Yeah, you weren't there in the room living with him at the time.
Yeah. I know.
It was horrible.
I just don't understand how people can, like, get that into that game. Like, I played the multiplayer a little bit, you know, it was kind of fun and everything, but I can't see what would, like, pull someone into playing that, like, a lot.
I love it. The thing is, it pulls me in, and I played it a lot. My biggest problem with them is they have a lot of glitches, and
they
take forever to fix them. They never get around to fixing them. So you'll be doing good, you'll be on a ranked match, and the ranking system at first was so freaking strict, where if you're doing good and you're winning all these matches and you lose a match, it all goes away. It's a big penalty for losing. Now they made their rank system, it's just 1 through 100, and it's really hard. You only get a penalty if you leave. If you lose, there's no penalty. But there's glitches, like I always play Guardian, and Guardian, if people that don't know, it's one person on the team chooses the team leader. And you keep respawning until he is killed. And you have to kill the other team leader. There's bugs to get underneath the map. So they take their team leader. They just go underneath the map. And you can never win. You have no chance. You can't get to him. So it's just, there's bugs like that. And it just ruined the game for me. So I
quit. Like the javelin glitch. Early Modern Warfare 2 days.
Yeah.
Where, like, you could just run around the javelin with the button down. And as soon as you die, like, a nuke would go off and kill everybody.
And I leveled too slow on Modern Warfare 2. So The week that I finally got the javelin, the day that I got it, the next day they were patching it. So I went through and I tried it one time, and I'm not going to lie, it was awesome.
Yeah.
You just run around and you self-destruct. Like,
you get like, quad kills everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was bullshit. But they've fixed a lot of things.
Yeah, Call of Duty's pretty on top of it.
Yeah, they got a lot of customers playing that thing. There's a lot of people playing that. And the only thing that sucks still about Duty 2, like, there's no real glitches really anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, I think they fixed most of them. But, I want their servers to be dedicated. Fucking, I hate the peer thing, because that just destroys me. Like, if someone in the West Coast fucking gets a host, not West Coast, East Coast, because we're on the West Coast. If someone on the East Coast gets host, then I'm fucked.
Yeah,
you know, my bullets don't register in time, and I basically just have to run around.
You can see that a lot in the kill cams. If you watch the kill cams,
mm-hmm.
when they're shooting you a lot, that's what pisses me off, is I'll already have been around the corner, and I'll die. And then I watch the kill cam, and his bullets on his screen, he was shooting me, and I die before the corner.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what?
Yeah, because like, you run behind cover, you're like, oh, fuck, I'm getting shot. So you run, and you're like, okay, I can stop running because I'm behind cover, and then you're just like, ugh, and you die. And they're like, I was fucking behind a wall. Or like the view angles, too. Like, because some people can hide, like, behind a dumpster, and, like, you just see, like, this much of their head.
Yeah.
But they have
view
for days. They can see everything. Yeah. Those two things are actually kind of shitty. But everybody's all happy because Treyarch is having dedicated servers, and I think that's one of the big things that's going to pull people in.
Well, it's just the name. The name is pulling everyone in, you know, Call of Duty. And it's just like, because they already were surpassing Modern Warfare 2 on pre-orders, and they really didn't show anything. They showed all multiplayer stuff. And the multiplayer stuff they showed, it was cool, but they always make an amazing single-player game.
Treyarch?
Just because the Call of Duty franchise in general.
Okay. All
right. And it's like, okay. And then everyone's getting all excited about it and just pre-ordering like crazy, and I just think that they're just pre-ordering just because it's Call of Duty.
That's true. That's why I don't want Treyarch to be a part of it, because they're kind of riding on the coattails of Call of Duty.
And they don't do anything different with the game. They just take
it looks Modern worse. Warfare,
they take their freaking their code. They take everything, all their programming, and then they change a little bit of the stuff to give it its own little look, but it's the same game.
The graphics look worse to me. Like, they look more gimmicky, like what Terry was saying, like when you get points and stuff, when the text pops up, it's plain text.
Yeah, yeah.
There's nothing, like, fancy
I noticed
about
that,
it.
Yeah.
It looks more like a comic book.
I don't know. It's,
I'm not going to pay $60 for it until I get hands-on with it. And even then, it's going to be pretty.
It's the same thing that I did with World at War. I was playing number 4, and I played it for so long that I eventually kind of got bored of it, so World at War was, it's the same game, essentially. It's just different time, little things are different. So I had something to switch off to. So that's kind of why I played World at War. But if they raise the ranks again, I don't know if I can go up to, 80 in ranks. That's they're pushing it a little bit. 70 was already kind of rough for me.
55 was the first one, right?
Yeah. I was cool with that. 70's
now
kinda,
it's 70.
know.
Technically 71.
Yeah, because you have to fill
it up. You have to fill up the bar again. You want to get in on this?
I don't play multiplayer. Well,
you know about it.
She's going to play Halo Reach. I heard you talking about that. Eight-player co-op. You're going to jump in on there and get on the campaign.
You can be the girl.
You can be the girl on the campaign, bam.
I want to be the girl in Gears of War. No, I don't play Call of Duty multiplayer.
There's going to be a girl in Gears of War 3.
Yeah, yeah. There's actually two chicks.
Yeah. Are they black?
No, they're white. I don't play the Call of Duty multiplayer. I played Modern Warfare and Modern Warfare 2 single player, and I love it.
Storyline's not bad.
I have no desire, really, to play multiplayer.
The first Modern Warfare storyline was way better than the second one, because the second one, you have no attachment to anybody, because you're always jumping around from person to person.
Yeah, that's like, the only thing I didn't like. As a whole, it's really cool,
but other than that, you're jumping around too much.
Well, I finally got around to beating the game, because like, I played it on Veteran, is what I went and because I wanted the achievement.
Yeah, of course.
So I went through, and I was stuck halfway, and I'd do a little bit by a little bit, and then I finally beat it. And I have to say, though, that whole part when, I don't know, if you're stabbed, you're stabbed.
At the end.
And you have to crawl into the dude. I'm sorry, but they did that. That was so, it was very cinematic. I like that.
Yeah. You know, you can when you throw the knife at the guy, you can miss completely and they'll still get him.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. My fucking second time through, I was just like, and it goes, it goes from here just straight into his face. Yeah. So, I don't get that.
I just like killing people.
I've been playing a lot of Battlefield.
I told you why Halo is ruined for me.
Why is Halo ruined? Let's recap.
Okay,
we're going on 2-hour podcast.
When I very first started playing the Xbox, Halo was one of the first games before BioShock.
Halo 1?
Halo 3.
She started on Xbox 360.
Not ODST, just 3?
No. Okay. Halo 3 is what Cameron tried to start me out on. And he was like super like, oh, Halo, right? And so he would be like,
wait,
okay.
Is that a good Halo? Like, or like, let's play some fucking Halo, Master Chief.
He's like, oh, play some multiplayer. So like, he tried to get me to play the Halo, but instead of, trying to teach me how to play, he would just like throw me in the mat. And, like, every time he would just, like, instant rape. Because I didn't know how to play.
Well, you're playing against him or other people?
Yeah, against him. I was playing multiplayer with him and, like, I don't know, my sister or his friends or whatever. And he would just, like, freaking rape me every time. So I just, like, I had no desire to play the game because, I mean...
Yeah, see, that's just...
I was like...
That's a dick move.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I haven't picked up Halo since.
Yeah, you shouldn't... I agree with what Robert said. That was a dick move. You don't start someone off who doesn't really know how to play a video game, especially when you had no video game experience at the time, to just, like, fucking go in and then just kill him every time. Like, man, I am so cool right now. She is probably, like, digging me because I'm one-shotting her.
Yeah. You should start with... the campaigns. Because the campaigns, you will learn how to play.
Yeah.
And you can
change
the
difficulty
and
stuff. You have respawns that aren't...
But now what you might as well do is you might as well just go straight and start with Reach. Because Reach is totally different from Halo 3.
Yeah, it's a completely different game. That's why I'm iffy about it, but I got a fucking free copy of it, so... I didn't mention that on the podcast. I want a free copy of Legendary Reach. At GameStop, bastard. at a sweepstakes or a raffle of sorts.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's only
he really
two people.
Sweeped the competition.
There's only two people. It was me and Dan. I had a 50-50 chance of getting it, and I won. That's okay. I'm giving him all of my legendary stuff, though.
Yeah, Israel told me you just want the game.
Yeah, I don't mind about that stuff. I don't want it. I don't want a big statue or nothing.
Yeah, I just need the game. Noble team.
Yeah, I don't know what to think about them either. I don't know what to think about jetpacks.
Well, wait, did you play?
I didn't play the beta at all. Okay. I've seen tons of videos. I've watched Terry play a little bit, but that's it.
It's jetpacks. I mean, they're cool, but between all the stuff you can pick, like my favorite thing. Well, I was obviously play Call of Duty a lot. I love the sprint. I love the ability that I can sprint, just like I could in Call of Duty. So I can sprint up to people, and they change a lot of guns around. The assassinations, honestly, they're cool. They're a real cool little effect to add. But if you do it, you're kind of a noob. Because you can hit B and hit someone from the back, and it still instant kills them. Mm. But if you hold it, you're going to do this long animation, you're locked out, you cannot move, and you're vulnerable the whole time you do it. So it's like, I guess in a one-on-one battle, cool, but online, every time I did it, I always die.
But if someone sees you, like, raping someone. Yeah.
And it's like some of them are really dragged out. It's not like the same one. It's like they have so many different assassinations. Some of them you just come behind, stab him in the neck, and that's it. There's one where you're like stabbing him and you step on his head.
And pull his pants down.
But I don't know. I liked I played the invasion mode, and I played just regular the capture the flag where you have to bring multiple flags to the circle.
Oh yeah, timer, so the like collection or something.
Stockpile.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, I've seen that.
It's real fun, and I really, compared to Halo 3, I enjoy it. And the jetpacks to me wasn't really that big of a thing because, okay, it's not like they're silent. You hear them. So somebody's jetpacking up, and then you just see them and you just blast them. The jetpacks are really good from getting from one place to another. Not really good from attacking somebody.
Okay, so. You can only have one, like, special
perk,
for the move?
Yeah, one pretty much perk.
Okay, perk. Okay.
So you can have...
sprint or the jetpack, the armor, shield, the ground thing. I've seen
armor,
that.
Armor, the jetpack. I actually really like the elites, because the elites get a roll. They get that single-player roll that they do when you throw a grenade.
Mm-hmm.
They get that, and they can do it twice in a row before they're fatigued or whatever, and it has a cooldown.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, to me, that compared to the sprint, it's almost better than the sprint because not only are you moving fast, but it's really hard for them to hit you when you do it, and you can do it real double twice, you know? It's... They put a lot into it. They definitely put a lot into it. And I like it better from 3 just because 3, when I played, it feels... Something doesn't feel right when I play 3.
Yeah. Well, I think it's just that we've moved on, you know?
Yes.
It's been out for so long.
Yeah.
And we've played so many of the newer games that... We've become spoiled.
Yeah, pretty
much. So we need something new and innovating, like, every time, or else it's just like, that's the same as... That's why Crackdown 2 is failing. It's the same thing.
Yeah, Crackdown 2.
It's just a over-glamored expansion.
I never played Crackdown 1, so...
I'm playing it right now.
I played Crackdown 2, and I absolutely love it. I love it so much, but...
That's the way we all felt about 1.
I never played the first one, so...
Well, see, for people that are just getting into it, then I guess Crackdown 2 would be...
It's like a little beefed up
I love it, unlike Sniper Ghost Warrior.
Sniper Ghost Warrior is the most terrible game in the world. It was the first game I got on Gamefly. I was just like, that looks pretty cool.
I wanted to love it so much.
Yep. No. Like, the premise of it is awesome.
No.
You adjust for wind, you adjust for bullet drop and everything like that.
Yeah.
You got to be a spotter sometimes, but no. Just bad. Just real
That's
real
kind of how I'm...
I like the grappling pick. That was cool.
I'm hesitated with Metro, because I heard good and bad things about Metro.
2033?
Yeah, whatever it is.
I didn't like it.
See... She says it's okay.
You say
you don't like it.
I like the gameplay of it, but the storyline, I couldn't get it. I mean,
it's a
it
port
like
from Russia, so
typical
storyline,
like,
you have to kind of give it a little leeway.
Apocalypse, evil, demon
creatures,
nothing new.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's Russians. Kind of the same old, same old. Like, I like the idea where, like, you pull out your map and, like, you have that bullet lighter. That was kind of cool. Like, you look at your map and stuff like that, and it has a compass on it. You can put it away. Like, I was going up to kids and going, like, trying to light their faces on fire and stuff. I didn't like, what confused me the most was all the bullet stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you got shiny bullets and old bullets, and then some bullets you use for currency, but you don't want to use all your bullets because you fire with them. Like, your currency and bullets are the same thing. And you got shiny bullets, which
shiny
are new
bullets. Yeah, or like the new age bullets.
Yeah, that are stronger, and then you got the older ones
that are
weaker.
Yeah.
And you have to, like, swap out between the two if you want to kill something faster, or if you want to save it for currency. Yeah.
Or you got your freaking gas mask. And
yeah, your gas, your that you have to, like,
swap
replace.
Swap out masks for another one.
Yeah, when your air filter goes out, so... There's a whole bunch of the stuff in there that's kind of cool. I like the premise of, like, having to switch out your gas mech, but I didn't like the times where I was freaking out when mine was broken and I was like, what do I do?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because you can't just keep an extra one on hand and be like, whoop! You know? I like that the mask kind of, like, freezes over a little bit. That's cool. A lot of cool things about it, but just bad execution. Same thing with Sniper, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have stuck with Metro longer than I would have Sniper, though.
Yeah.
I put, like, 8 hours into Metro, and I felt like I went nowhere. So.
Well, the next one I'm going to check out is Armia 2. I want to.
40th day.
Yeah,
I played through it already.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it good?
It's okay. There's nothing new.
Well, yeah, but I know. But number one was so bad, and number two was supposedly better.
The last level was almost impossible. me and my buddy tried for like 6 hours on the last level. I don't know if it's just because we were terrible at that game, because we were doing pretty good all the way up until there, but getting through that part just was terrible. Play with a partner though.
Yeah, I gotta find a partner.
I'll get it from Gamefly again if you want to wait a little bit. I'll play with you.
I want to try out a Singularity again.
I saw you playing that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of like rethinking it, because I played it and I couldn't really get into it. I heard so much good things about it from regular customers. So I checked it out.
Yeah, but aren't people also like buying Sniper like off the shelves?
Our regular customers.
Okay.
And so I checked it out and I was like, I didn't really like it, but I keep reading and seeing and hearing things about how good it is and how, you know, it's just supposed to be this awesome game. So I think I'm going to go back and retry it, but I don't know. Because I want to like it, because it just looks cool.
It looks like another version of Bioshock.
It reminds me dead on of Bioshock, but I didn't play it that much, so I kind of feel like I didn't really give it a fair chance, but I don't know. We'll see. I don't know.
You want to like it.
Yeah, I do. So I think I'm going to...
I feel like that on a few games. I want to like it, but I just can't. Like Crackdown. Like I want to like it a lot, but everybody else, you know, says they have a lot of fun with it, but I don't find myself having fun with it.
You're playing it after it's outdated.
There's nothing different between that and Crackdown 2, though.
But when it came out, it was so, oh my god, this is, you know,
well,
so
I played amazing. It then, too.
There was no, there was, really?
Yeah, I played it back then, yeah, as well. Yeah, my that's my buddy Ryan's copy, and he played the shit out of it, and I was always over watching him play it, and I played it a few times. And even then, it didn't click to me, like, this is a very fun game. Like, I need to buy this. It's just kind of something that I'm doing just to get through it.
Yeah. I played it and I beat the whole thing, and I thought the story was all right. You were going after like one crime lord after another.
They got rid of that in number two, though.
Yeah.
Now it's just one group.
Yeah, and that was cool, but the fun thing about it was beefing up your character. That was the cool thing.
I like punching people.
And it was all right game, but wasn't something like number two. I checked out just to collect orbs and easy achievements, I heard.
I find myself collecting orbs more than I do, like, wanting to go kill shit.
That's what I do. Like, jumping around from buildings. It's pretty cool.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, it doesn't feel like it's worth the money that they're asking for.
No, it's not, but...
You know, it's just like, if you want something to kind of just not think about, you know, it's a game you put in just not to care. You're just, like, leaning back on the couch, you're like,
there's orb. Orb. That's how it was when we were playing online the other day.
Yeah.
We were all just... I was playing with Robert and our friend Andrew was playing...
Baguetta?
Yeah. Baguetta. And so we were just like... They were like killing things and I'd be like, oh, orb, Xbox orb, orb,
yeah, she'd
orb,
get so orb, happy.
Orb.
She'd get so excited.
Around, so I can't...
And she'd get the Xbox Live orbs. Because I'm trying to go through because I saw the Avatar items. So I'm trying to get all the achievements to get the items. So I'm trying to go through and do all the freaking moon beams or whatever it is. And I'm doing those, and Andrew's there helping me out because he's all beefed up. And, like, as soon as we get there, we just land on the damn island, and she goes, Xbox Live Orb! And I'm just like, and I look at her on the map, and I'm just like, no fucking way I'm going back there. And then we do it, and then we're still doing the quest, and another one. And then finally she gets close enough to us, where there's actually one, so we get one out of the 15 she finds. She's like, oh.
Yeah. I don't know about that game. Maybe 3 will bring some like innovation to it, something different, you know. Because I want to like it, I just can't. I'm trying to like it. What I'm actually pretty stoked for is Brotherhood, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Did you see the collector's edition?
Mm-hmm.
Look it up right now.
Look it up.
It's really cool.
Do it.
I mean, I've never played Assassin's Creed, but the collector's edition looks really cool.
I just 1,000. Number two, I want to play more, and I want to play multiplayer.
I don't know how you can do it. I played one about
No, no. Have you played 2?
I have 2, yeah.
Okay.
I played 1, all right. And I got so close to beating it, and then I just got bored. And then same thing with 2.
Assassins.
I'm typing with my fingers. Sorry.
With 2, I got to the second town, and this is back in January, and I stopped. I stopped playing it completely. And then I just recently started playing it again last month, and I'm about halfway through it again. And it's just, to me, it feels like you're doing the same thing over and over. Okay, I'm going to assassinate this guy. Okay, I'm going here, I'm going there. It's just the same stuff. That's why Brotherhood, the multiplayer has to be fantastic, or else I'm not even going to buy it. So yeah. I haven't seen anything about the multiplayer. I haven't seen if it's a deathmatch. What do you do?
Well, there is like certain things where like there's this one I forgot what it was called, but it's like 4 or 5 people, and one person's chosen as like the target.
And the other ones are the
and
Templars.
The other ones have to like fucking find them, and so you have to stay like blended and stuff like that. I'm assuming you have to survive for an amount of time,
yeah,
or be caught by another person. So that actually seems kind of cool because. It's like a cat and mouse game or cops and robbers. So we're at 2 hours right now.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling that I'm probably going to cut out some of this stuff.
Most likely.
Probably, yeah.
Most likely.
So,
cut out all the part with Israel?
No, because that is gold.
Then we'd be stuck with like the 20 minutes that we have here.
Cut out the little dead spaces. You can cut off like 5 minutes there. You're good.
Yeah. So, you guys.
Wait, is this the longest podcast?
Actually, it is, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
The first podcast we recorded for about 1:50, but I ended up cutting it down to like 1:20 or something.
Okay.
But, yeah, this probably won't be 2 hours long. So you guys, obviously, who are listening already know how long it is. So, but just know that this used to be over two hours
long. So now I'm going to have to listen to it and figure out what you cut out.
Yeah, this is actually going to be probably a little bit harder to edit, but that's okay.
All right.
It's a good podcast. We talked about a lot of stuff.
We went from gay. Yeah,
first, like, third of the podcast was just gay talk. All right, then. Well, let's end it. Right, is that okay with you, Vanessa?
Fine. Yes.
Yeah?
Okay. Why would I'm waiting okay
for you to do the
me?
Outro. You're doing the outro this time.
What am I supposed to say?
Say something in Japanese.
I don't know how to speak Japanese.
We'll learn so we can leave.
I need the Rosetta Stone. You're already home.
Yeah, you go home and walk.
I'm gonna go home and walk.
I'm gonna home and walk. I don't know. Bye. I don't know what to say.
I'm terrible at this.
I'm not the podcast leader.
All right.
I can't make an outro.
My outro is gonna be my goal for the cast is to go no more than maybe 5 episodes without coming back. Because I'm doing this thing where it's like every 10 episodes I'm coming back.
Yeah.
So I need to come back more. I need to get all these... How many subscribers you got now?
Over 1,000.
I need all these 1,000 subscribers to like me.
Yeah.
I need to be the favorite person on the cast.
All
right.
All you have to do is put your video camera... You just have to send in a picture to Dwight's site and be like, oh, bam. 1,000 more subscribers.
No, this will be a... Whoa. This is going to be a webcast.
we should talk about that more.
Yeah, one episode, we'll webcast it.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. So, looking in the future sometime. Oh, on the Lost podcast, actually, Chris is going to be taking me and Terry to Vegas.
Awesome.
And we might be doing a cast up there.
You and Israel and going to Vegas?
No, like no, my buddy Chris is taking me and Terry.
Oh, I thought you said Israel.
No.
We should just, like, record random moments of the night and then put that on your podcast.
Yeah, he says he's going to pay for the whole trip, everything.
Wow.
And
I'm so jealous.
He says, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go up like Saturday, and we're going to drink and stay up all night Saturday, and then Sunday we'll get a room, and then, Friday, stay up all Friday night, then get a room Saturday night, and come back the next day. And he goes, we're going to get bottle service in the clubs and everything like that. That way we have our own booth, and you can bring people back and stuff like that.
It's going to be...
Like, part of me is excited, but another part of me is just like, I don't know if I can take that.
It's going to be the hangover, but real.
Yeah. So.
No ecstasy, Dwight.
No. God, no. I actually have something to talk about that after we're done with the cast.
Ooh.
Doesn't deal with me doing drugs. Okay. Yeah, sorry if I got your hopes up. But no. Anyways, let's end this. So thanks everybody for listening. You know, this is a super long cast, so it's probably not going to be up for maybe a day and a half. So thanks for tuning in to the cast. Sorry that I've been gone for so long. It's It's not my fault, I swear. It's my computers and the fact that I was out of the city. Anyways.
Bye.
There you go. All right, see you guys.